Vishalchem. So, with everyone's permission, it's a happiest Friday, Erev Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Today's shiur is dedicated to the Nishmat Sarah bat Moshe, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Yehuda ben David, Yehuda ben David, Yinat Malkah bat Dan, Shimon ben Mishael, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, Tamar bat Yitzchak, and Yochanan ben Rabbi Meir. And for the refuah shlema of Rachel bar Chana, Shemuel ben Rachel, Esther bar Chana, Dan ben Esther, Yehuda ben Esther, Yosef ben Yafa, and Nisan ben Chana, El Narefan Alahim. We're learning today about Hesech Hadat, which, as we just said, the exact translation for Hesech Hadat would be distraction. Distraction in a person's thoughts. So, Ze Kilal Gadol Le'inyan HaYehidut. A tremendous principle, a tremendous rule in Jewishness, in being Jewish. She'al yasiach taru baruch haba, baruch haba. So it's a tremendous, tremendous rule when it comes to Jewishness. She'al yasiach da'ato mikol ha'devarim shehem chovat ha'guf ve'chovat ha'levavot. To work to maintain focus, to stay focused on that which is an obligation good for a person's body and an obligation on a person's heart, which means that which the Torah requires and expects of us, for a person to learn how to remove distractions from himself and stay focused on the task and stay focused on what they're supposed to be doing in the moment, is a tremendous rule. Now, I'm amazed by the fact that Pele Yoetz is saying this 200 years ago. He's saying
without
this
medicine.
Yeah, without medicine, without Adderall, without any any drugs. But he's saying this before there were cell phones, before there were devices, before there was so much overload of information that could distract us and attract our attention every single moment of the day. This was before people were checking their phones in the middle of Minyan and had that Yetzer Hara. And had the Yetzer Hara, the phone is in your pocket, and do I check or do I not check in the middle of Tefillah because my mind gets distracted. They didn't have it. It didn't exist in the time of Pele Yoetz. You know, Rabbi Ben Chaim tells us, and Rav Shechter from Yeshiva University told us the same thing. Rabbi Ben Chaim said in Porat Yosef, we used to sit with our Rav. He used to give Shi'ur for 3 hours. 3 to 4 hours in a row, you used to sit with, he said, we sat with Rav Ben Tzion Abba Sha'ul. Zichronon Livracha, I said, 3 to 4 hours he would teach Shi'ur. Non-stop. No, without stopping. Non-stop, and nobody got bored, nobody got tired, nobody... nobody had to check their phones.
That was their information overload.
And Rav Shechter said the same thing with Rav Soloveitchik. He said, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichronon Livracha, Yeshiva University, he would teach 3-4 hours. His shiur was 3-4 hours, and you learned straight. And he said, nobody got tired. Nobody felt, the time would pass without you feeling it, sitting 3-4 hours in shiur. So Pele Yoetz is saying this in those times. It's a tremendous rule for a person to gain the most out of life, and to gain meaning in life, to remove distractions from himself, to find a way to be able to stay focused. Nim era sheisiach da'aton, if it happened to be that a person became distracted, heseach da'at, kisheiskor tzur kotsho yeshuv yirachamenu yochazenu velo yarpenu. When a person remembers God and thinks about Hashem and is focused on Hashem in his life, Hashem will come back to him as well. And you know the connection is made again. You know the circuit is connected again. You know when a person thinks about Hashem, kacha ya'ase afilu be'asov ashov yiskor ma chovato. Sometimes it's a person he has to keep on coming back to it. You know, your thoughts get distracted with something else, and you have to bring them back. And you have to redirect. You have to bring the GPS back on focus.
It's
back,
not easy.
Back on the path. It's not only during tefillah, it's at every moment of the day for a person to think about purpose and why am I doing what I'm doing. To do it with meaning and not to have yishuv hadat, right? That a person's mind is settled and you're not frazzled by You know, I'm in 6,000 places at the same time. Today, it's only become more and more difficult.
Yeah,
today.
but this instrument.
And ultimately, it comes down to a person finding times and being able to separate themselves from devices. You know, you have to say nowadays, it's maybe more than ever in history, Baruch Hashem for Shabbat. Baruch Hashem for Shabbat. Imagine it wasn't for Shabbat. And for those that are conscious and careful not to use, they're like, wow. Baruch Hava. Erev Shabbat Shalom.
Yom Hashi.
So for those who are conscious and careful about not using any devices on Shabbat, they'll always tell you, the best moment of the week is that you turn off the device and you know that I'm not using it for 24 hours.
Freedom.
You're not alone. Freedom. For 24 hours, I'm free. Freedom. I can be settled in one place without being in 10,000 places at the same time. So Pelayot is saying it before those times, though. Even before those times.
200 years ago.
Stay focused. אם ההלה הזרודה הופעה מילתי אמורה שהגדר הגדול שלא להשיח דעתו היא הכתיבה. My best advice for a person to stay focused on a topic is writing. Is taking notes. All of your thoughts that you want to keep and stay focused on, write down.
That's the best way to remember.
Put your thoughts on paper. As long as you're writing and you have to put pen to the paper, you're at least focused on that which you're thinking about and trying to write. And trying to put to the paper. Because seeing yourself writing, that action of seeing yourself writing, helps you remember. And helps you stay focused.
By the way, nobody writes anymore.
Now people are typing. Even typing,
they don't even know how to write anymore. Unfortunately.
No, people don't know. They don't teach script anymore in schools. They don't teach them how to write in cursive. You know, it used to be a skill that was necessary to write in cursive, to write in script.
Judge you on your writing.
Oh yeah, what the teachers would do to the kids if you didn't stay within the lines and write exactly.
That's the saying, like keep a diary or just keep writing.
Keep on writing. Keep a diary for yourself. Keep on writing that, and like as Pelayot had advised before, that which
wife.
A person expects and wants about for himself. When you wake up in the morning and you want your day to be a certain way, and you know that I have X and Y challenges during the day. If I want to confront them properly, you know, I need to be ready for them. Even write down what you're going to do that day. It'll change your day. It'll change your perspective on how you confront that day. Or from the night before, write about your day.
You're a simple to-do list.
A simple to-do list. Make yourself a to-do list. But Pelayot says, go above and beyond. Say, how I'm going to be full. You know, it's not just a to-do list. I'm going to Minyan at 8:05 a.m. I'm going to Minyan, and I'm going to make sure to be focused in the Amidah. I'm going to make sure to understand Shema Yisrael and not be distracted during Shema Yisrael.
Don't talk.
Yeah, write yourself your own Rashi and Tosfot. It's like Tefillah and then commentary of Rashi.
You write and then at the end of the day you read.
Yeah.
Have I accomplished whatever?
Yeah.
But you have to have exactly. Two. One is for your wife and one is for yourself.
Careful. To-do list for your wife. Ubifrat, and especially, says Pedro's ala Tefillin. When a person is wearing tefillin, a person has to be
very concentrated
on the tefillin in order to make sure that he doesn't get distracted while he's wearing the tefillin.
Wow.
That's why nowadays we don't wear tefillin all day.
Long.
In the times of the Gemara, and they would wear tefillin. This is the original halakha.
200 years ago, they used to wear tefillin all the time.
There are places in Israel that till today still do it. According to the Gra, according to the Gaon, you're supposed to wear them all day. There's a very big and complicated question in halakha of what is considered a distraction whenever you wear tefillin. Wow. Does a distraction only mean that a person has foreign thoughts, has prohibited thoughts that they're not supposed to be thinking about? Or does a distraction just mean anything that's not Torah and Tefillah? being a distraction. So, you know, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that it's only a thought that's prohibited, a foreign thought that's prohibited, which a person can't have tefillin. But you see from there, they used to do business with their tefillin on. That was foreign. They would wear tefillin every day. A businessman would wear tefillin.
Go shopping.
He would go shopping. Right, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything prohibited.
I'm buying for Shabbat.
Right, I'm buying for. and he has a proof. The proof is that the halakha is that a person cannot sleep with his tefillin. It's forbidden to fall asleep and to sleep while a person's wearing tefillin. But why?
Because he might
pass gas, yes, while he's sleeping. Right, but it doesn't say because, right? That's what it says, because the person might pass gas. But it doesn't say because you're not thinking about the tefillin. It doesn't say because you're distracted. It says because you might. So
you might also have some dreams which are a little bit, you know.
But
it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know if he was wearing his tefillin before he went to sleep. I don't know. but anyway, a person has to be focused while he's wearing the tefillin. Be focused on the tefillin, tefillah. And if a person is coming to, but if a person's going to shiur right afterward, or is learning right before, you can wear your tefillin while you're in the shiur.
Best thing.
Rabbi Ben Chaim used to advise us sometimes when we were in yeshiva and we were staying and learning after minyan. He'd say you could continue wearing tefillin. Why not? Why shouldn't you? You're learning Torah and you're still learning Torah. It's only since we're going on to other activities and it's going to be hard and difficult to keep the kiddushah of the tefillin. That's why we don't wear tefillin after minyan. But if a person is learning, why not? Baruch Hashem, it's a big zechut. It's a big zechut to wear a tefillin. There are sidurs now. There are some sidurs. I think it's more of a distraction, but there are sidurs. I don't know if you've seen it. They write at the top of every page tefillin. Every page of Shacharit in the sidur.
It says
tefillin. No. The word tefillin. Yeah.
To remind you
to be focused while you're wearing the tefillin. So the top of every page. Have you ever seen those sidurim? There's some sidurim.
The Mashadi ones.
Yeah. For me, I feel like it's more of a distraction to see tefillin at the top of every page. But they do it. At the top of every page, it says the word tefillin, just to stay focused. So, but while a person's wearing tefillin, a person has to be conscious, to be focused. Umitachlit kavanat aboreit barach shemo b'hem, ulizkor ma shekatuv b'hem, and to remember what's written in them. Ve'atoelet hanimshach mimenu, and what is the benefit that comes from wearing tefillin? Li'ir'ah ulahava, to fear God and to love God for all that He does. That tefillin has Shema Yisrael written in it. Shema Yisrael, that it brings us to remember God and to be conscious of Hashem in our lives. Ki bazet talui ikar kiyum mitzvah tefillin. Because this is what the tefillin is all about. It's to bring back our focus to remember Hashem and to know that Hashem is with us at all times. Ya'achar kavanat halev im advarim. And it's not just the mere action of putting tefillin. It's the thoughts that it's supposed to bring to you. It's the kavanah that it's supposed to bring to you. כבר כתבתי בערך לב קצת דברים שהם חובת על הראש שראוי לאדם שלא יזכר אותו. וכן, אם קיבל טובה כל דהו מחברו, ראוי שלא ישכחנה ולא יצחנה מדעתו. And also, if somebody received any good from his friend, right? If your spouse does anything good for you, right? Your husband did anything good for you, your wife did anything good for you, anybody in your life did something good for you, don't forget it.
What does that mean?
Don't forget. Remind them and thank them. Don't overlook it as if they didn't do it.
Anything.
As if they didn't do anything.
The Torah.
In the end of the day, the Torah shows that. We see from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yes.
Moshe Rabbeinu had hakarat hatov. He remembered the good even for inanimate objects.
Yes.
For what they did for him.
Water saved me. This.
There's a very nice story just, on the previous point on the tefillin. They say about one of the chassidim. Maybe it was the Baal Shem Tov, if I'm not mistaken. They tell him about a person. There's a person that, you know, he's wearing his tefillin while he's wearing his tefillin. He's saying Shema Yisrael, but while he's working, he's saying Shema Yisrael. He doesn't have the respect, the concentration to be doing that. How is it that during Shema Yisrael, he's disrespecting Shema Yisrael and he's working while he's saying the Shema Yisrael? And I think it was the Baal Shem Tov was one of the Hasidic Rabbanim. He said, no, he said, the opposite. Look, he said, look how great he is. Even while he's working, he's saying Shema Yisrael.
You always have to see the good. You always have to see the good. You always have to see the good. Always is the good.
Kol kovel dina. At any rate, imasalo chavero ra'a gedola. On the other hand, if a person's friend hurt him in some kind of way, then learn to distract yourself.
Right? Let go.
That distraction is something that, on the one hand, is something bad because it removes our focus when we focus on we want to focus on what we should focus. But at the same time, it's also a blessing. Right? Distraction is sometimes is a blessing. It's a good thing.
Why is it using the word distraction and not just say forgive?
The topic
is focus on distraction.
Yeah, here he's using the topic is distraction, so he's using it as the main topic. So ishkachena, right? Forget it. Distract yourself with something else. Remove it and distract yourself with positive thoughts. Distract yourself with Torah and mitzvot. The kayem hashenemar, in order to fulfill that which it says in the Torah, lo titor, do not bear a grudge against your friend. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. And then if a person has foreign thoughts that comes to his mind, you know, thoughts that he shouldn't be thinking about, will be frat bishara tefillah, especially during the time of tefillah, v'talmud Torah, and while he's learning Torah, v'adar Hashem, yasichem midato, distract yourself from the foreign thoughts. You can do
go back to Kotel. Go back to Kotel.
Go back to thinking, man, I'm standing in front of
the Kotel.
And yes, you have the power. A person has the power to direct his thoughts and to focus his thoughts. Yes, it's within a person's ability. Right? It's a person can say, no, I have no control over what I think. Right? Whatever comes to my mind, it comes to my mind. It's not true. It's not true, Peleotes. You have the ability to focus and direct your thoughts. And if something comes to your mind, you can remove it from your mind and decide to focus on something else. And he says, bring yourself back to the service of Hashem and pray to Hashem for it. And pray to Hashem and say, Moshia Adoni HaMelech, Hashem our King, save us. Hatzileni mitit ve'al etba'a. Save me from the mud so I shouldn't drown. Ulay Rachamenu Hashem, Hashem Bezrat Hashem will have mercy on you. V'chein Amru Rabotenu Zaran HaChachamim said, De'aga b'lev ish yasichena medato. It's not just with foreign thoughts during tefillah, but also if a person has worry. Right? What's one of the antidotes to worry? Distract yourself with something else.
So he said,
when worry comes to your mind, no, push it to something else. Actively distract it with another thought about something positive. Bifrat beidan chedva, especially at a time, go to a shiur. That's why they say one of the refuot is Talmud Torah. You go to a shiur, you start thinking about Gemara, you have to be so focused on it, you can't remember or think about that which you're worried about. Bifrat beidan chedva, especially at a time of joy, you ve'er avodat Hashem, mibayla yitu v'da'ato. You have to be happy when you're serving Hashem. You have to be happy during the tefillah. And when a person gets deep into his thoughts, and with Hashem's help, you can find enough reasons against the Yetzer Hara to distract from all the bad thoughts, all of the thoughts that are weighing you down in life. Any thoughts that weigh a person down in life, you have the ability to overcome them by actively thinking positive thoughts, by actively thinking about Torah, by actively thinking about Tefillah, thinking about joy, about the things that you're grateful for and happy for, and the things that we're blessed with in life. We should take this principle in our mind. There's a blessing that Hashem gave us. We cannot think two things at once. In any one given moment, you can only focus on one thing.
Right?
Yeah, there's no more. Even though you can open 10 tabs on Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge on the browser,
you can't
read all of them at the same time. You can only open one at a time.
Changes the Torah while he's saying
the Shema. So when a tab opens up in a person's mind of something he shouldn't think about, press the X and then go on the
Kotel,
right? Go to the Kotel. go to the Kotel. Lo yachlifena velo yamirata. Rabbi Tov, go switch it. And switch the evil thought for the good thought. V'im lo yuchal asol levadon. If a person can't do it by himself, azen amru yisichena la'achirim. About this, they said, speak about it to others, share it with others in order to take it out of your heart. But as we also said previously in Pele Yoetz, not just to anybody, right? Yisichena, right? Tell it only to a chacham. Tell it to wise people, to people you trust that are going to help settle your mind, not people who will make you worry more. Yelech etzel chacham, go to a chacham, v'yagid tzaro, v'hu yelmedenu, and he'll teach you da'ad leman hakitz mishnato, in order to wake up from your sleep, v'lo yenedam v'lo me'ay or ledam. And do not allow yourself to take the water of the Nile and turn it into blood. Right? What a beautiful mashal for a person's thoughts. Don't take the Nile and turn it to blood. Do the opposite.
Take the blood and turn it into water.
This is what man is all about.
I'm going to be on audio.